Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
How are you?
Land with
glad to have you back after the weekend. Let's get back to it here on What's on Your Mind.
This ain't out of reach.
There you go.
Hard work pays off the way it should.
Most of the news media is focused on Donald Trump's plane because he's going up to New York today. So now I'm looking at three networks: Newsmax, MSNBC, and Fox, and they all three have a photo of Trump's plane. They're a little obsessed with what's going to go on tomorrow.
Trump, the world is burning. Meanwhile, the world's on fire, but let's look at Trump's airplane and talk about this nonsense.
Isn't this
Let's
something?
Us not talk about it.
Wow. Obviously, tomorrow it will be a story because that will be the actual arraignment, but it's just unbelievable. Oh, my gosh. They are obsessed. They are obsessed. Anyway, we'd rather know what's on your mind. 701-271-1100. That's our number. Give us a call. 701-271-1100. Joe Biden's in Minnesota today. I know, Kevin, you're pretty excited about that. They have him.
Oh, I wish I could go.
Are you? Yeah.
Yeah. See him there down at the.
Well, let me save you the hassle. He was this weekend in a town called Rolling Fork, Mississippi. You heard of it?
I have not. But,
no, me either.
I'm sure it's a fine place.
He was there because, obviously, the tornadoes ripped through parts of Mississippi and other southern states. Here's what he said. Now, remember, he's in Rolling Fork, Mississippi.
All right.
The town of Rolling Storm will be back. And we'll be with you every step of the way. And I said Rolling Fork. Rolling Stone. I got my mind going here.
Bad thing when he gets his mind going, I guess.
Come on.
You know how he figured it out? Is somebody in the crowd said it.
Yeah. You're in Rolling Fork, man.
Yeah, one more time. Here he is. In Rolling Fork, Mississippi.
Rolling Stone.
That's where he's at.
The town of Rolling Stone will be back. And we'll be with you every step of the way. And I said Rolling Fork. Rolling Stone. I got my mind going here.
Which is rare.
Yeah.
It's kind of rare. Have you heard Dana Carvey do Biden?
Kind of initiatives of my father. Lost his job.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. No joke. No joke. No one thinks it's a joke. I'm getting around here. Come on, like the following flaws is proclamated in the Declaration of Independence.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good as that. Got my mind going here.
They actually show that on Saturday Night Live, do they?
No, he was on a podcast.
they shipped Kamala Harris off, you know. She's in Zambia.
Oh, of course.
Did you know that?
She's anywhere but here.
She went to the important places around the globe and evidently is quite fascinated with the apps that farmers are using there in Zambia. Here's more.
Bruno showed me on his phone the app that he has been using over the last 2 years so that he can use the camera on his phone to take a picture of the leaf of a plant. And the app will then tell him, because of AI and what it has been programmed to do, there are certain kinds of infestation that are hurting that plant. That plant needs a certain kind of food to address whatever might be harming it. That plant needs less water, more water, less sun, less sun. Think about the application of technology that can grow the productivity of farms, which increases the food supply in any particular area.
Yeah. A little fascinated by the whole thing.
Oh.
Figured you'd...
That's deep, man.
Yeah.
That is deep.
And also nothing new.
Stephen Hawking, I'm sure, was standing right or sitting right next to her. Yeah.
You think so?
That's a lot of brain power right there.
Right.
Wow.
And I'm going to save you Alejandro Mayorkas. But he was busy dancing on the head of a pin related to the definition of crisis.
And you brought the whole team, didn't you?
Yeah.
You got the whole lineup here.
The whole team.
Yeah.
He actually was on, I forget what show, over the weekend, but he was basically saying it'd only be a crisis if they weren't sending more people there. Because then it would be a crisis. But it's not a crisis because they actually are trying to do something about it. Failing miserably, I might add. But
what are they trying? What are they, what specifically? What? I mean, if anything?
Well, that'd be a good question, but...
anybody? Any seen anything?
Nobody from the media asked it.
Oh, you know? They're not allowed to.
No.
Got to get my list here.
I forget what show it was on, but it doesn't matter. It's the same old stuff.
Yeah. Sunday morning nonsense.
Yeah. And he's, sorry to say, not going to resign.
Do you think they're just trying to get you to resign?
I'm not going to resign. I love public service. I think it's an incredible honor to be a part of it.
Yeah. Incredible
which
honor.
Which public are you serving?
Doing a horrible job.
Yeah. Which public are you serving as the, I mean, Homeland Security? And which, you know, which are the kids that are being trafficked? They're dying from the fentanyl poisoning. What's anything there? No.
Somebody, you can always, by the way, text us, 701-237-1590. Just in case you're wondering, the plane is still sitting on the tarmac in West Palm Beach, Florida. Should we give those updates throughout the program? The plane is still there. Show it again, MSNBC. Yeah. It's still there. Hasn't left yet.
You knew this was coming.
Oh, my God.
This is the whole, this is all, this is the theater, the political theater of all of this. Don't watch it. Turn it off. You got a remote right there. Change the channel.
To another station showing the plane sitting there?
Yeah, sitting there. No, but on sports, you can watch the, on sports, we'll like chatter about the LSU team.
Trash talking by LSU. What are they thinking? You can text us at 701-237-1590. You can call us at 701-271-1100 on the program today. Scott says, those frozen culverts may save entire towns. It seems like in severe floods, flood years like this one we have coming, we should ask farmers to keep water in their fields. That's been debated before. That has been debated. You're exactly right. Texter says, hey, guys, the LSU team didn't even line up for handshakes after the game. Didn't they really?
No.
What kind of a jerk coach do they have?
Oh,
you say,
yeah.
Ladies, line up. Enough already. Win the national championship and you act like that? Sure tarnishes it, if you ask me.
Oh, no doubt. It was terrible.
It's hard to sit there and say, oh, good for you, LSU. Way to go.
Kim Mulkey, is that her name? I didn't watch the game, but apparently she had some wild outfit on or something that was just, yeah.
After the game?
No, during the game.
What?
Yeah.
Texter says the LSU team didn't even line up for handshakes after the game, thus proving class starts at the coach, too,
yep.
Who didn't insist for the sportsmanship tradition. I agree. Totally agree.
Yeah, they're calling her a colorful and divisive coach. Wins another title. And she's got this leopard pink-looking leopard outfit on. That certainly did not class up to join in any way. And neither did her team. Pretty sad.
It is pretty sad. And again, that's on a coach.
Yeah. Well, I mean, looking at this picture, I can just imagine.
My friend Greg Steen posted this, and he's a former coach. When it comes to running your mouth, it's really about what you choose to be remembered for. If you're more concerned about rubbing the opposition's face in it, at least have the guts to say it. If you're truly invested in what your team accomplished, you realize that your team's play did the talking. I'm old school and got worn out by the yapping. If your play was enough, celebrate with your own team. If not, accept it with your own team. Either way, learn when to shut your mouth or control your actions. If not, don't rely on the sad excuse of, they're just kids. Defend the smack talk all you want. At the end of the day, you're just plain wrong. Shut up and play. It's something all players would be wise to learn and accept. Pretty well said.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Greg Steeman, former coach, basketball analyst on Medco, now a legislator, as a matter of fact. I thought summed it up pretty good. What's your take? 271-1100. More after this.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming April auctions include 710 acres in Stutsman County near Eldridge, 400 acres in Emmons County near Linton, 160 acres of cropland in Barnes County, 120 acres in Sheridan County near McCluskey, 480 acres in Sioux County, and 320 acres of farmland and pastureland in McLean County near Benedict, North Dakota. And don't forget, farm equipment retirement auctions in New Salem, Hettinger, Kenner, Steele, and Bowman, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Hi, this is Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Your New Year's resolutions need to be more than just dropping a few pounds. You need to have your affairs in order when that time comes when we pass away. You could cost yourself huge money and family frustrations if your estate isn't set up correctly. I do one thing, and I work very hard at it. I help people protect, preserve, and pass on their estate to their loved ones. And I keep probate court, attorneys and nursing homes, and the government tax man out of your business. It costs nothing to ask some questions. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Make Monday better. I would argue it's with some home cooking. It's waiting for you at PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab and go convenience today. Meatloaf in Valley City. Or scalloped potatoes and ham. PetroServe USA, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. up there by the Bonanzaville and the Red River Valley Fairgrounds, Chicken Pot Pie or Sloppy Joe's. It's way west on West Main Avenue. Mac and Beef at 12th Avenue and I-29. Sloppy Joe's and Fries, MP Avenue, downtown Fargo. Salisbury Steak and Glendon or Mac and Beef on 45th Street, Fargo. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. You're going to love it. This just in, the plane is still on the ground, 10:20 a.m. West Palm Beach, Florida time. Trump's plane still on the ground on the tarmac, and we're showing it live on MSNBC, just so you know. Okay, Kev?
Oh, I know. I'm glued to it.
Still on the ground.
Scott, don't bother me. I'm watching it right now.
You're watching the plane not move?
I'm glued to it. I can't take my eyes off.
There is a new report out just hours ago that the Chinese spy balloon that flew across the U.S. was able to gather intelligence from several sensitive American military sites. This is according to two current senior U.S. officials and one former senior administration official. You hear that?
Mm-hmm.
A little Chinese spy balloon that we were told.
Yep.
Nothing to see here. U.S. was able to gather intelligence from several sensitive American military sites. What did Chuckie Schumer say about that exactly when he was on ABC back on February 12th. He had a little different story, I think.
The first balloon, there was a much different rationale, which I think was the appropriate rationale. We got enormous intelligence information from surveilling the balloon as it went over the United States.
Didn't the Chinese get enormous intelligence as well?
Well, they could have been getting it anyway, but we have to know what they're doing. Okay.
So he says we got enormous intelligence information from surveilling the balloon. Isn't that what he said?
Yeah.
But we just learned from this report from administration, current military officials, and one former senior Biden administration official, that it was actually the Chinese who got intelligence information from surveilling the U.S. military sites.
Uh-oh.
So we have some whoppers that we're unearthing here that... John Kirby, remember John Kirby, the fellow that comes in to bail out Karine Jean KJP when she's not doing so hot at the White House?
Oh, yeah.
What'd he say?
Is it a fair takeaway then that the Pentagon regrets not taking down the first balloon before it crossed the entire U.S.?
Well, I'm not going to speak for the Pentagon. I can tell you that the president doesn't regret the way that we handled the first balloon.
Everything was fine.
Mm-hmm.
They got what they needed to get, but... It's fine. So we got some serious whoppers going on here. Joe Biden, let's have your take on this.
Because we knew its path, we were able to protect sensitive sites against collection.
Huh.
We waited until it was safely over water, which would not only protect civilians, but also enable us to recover substantial components for further analysis, for further analytics. And then we shot it down.
Okay.
I totally believe they were way ahead of this whole thing.
Biden, that was back on February 16th. We were able to protect sensitive sites against collection. Meanwhile, NBC is reporting today Chinese spy balloon that flew across the U.S. was able to gather intelligence from several sensitive American military sites. How rich is that? Pretty much what we predicted at the time, and we got a lot of happy talk from folks like Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden and John Kirby. Not seeing a lot of coverage on this front. NBC, thank you for reporting that. I don't know. Others should be saying NBC reports. Shouldn't we? Wait a minute. We got to watch the plane. I forgot. They're watching the plane. The plane is still on the ground. Trump's plane has not left West Palm Beach, Florida. It's still on the ground. That's the news story today. Kev.
Maybe we could put some sort of a camera at the border, and I would love to have a webcam live feed of the traffic, just, you know, doing the backstroke across the Rio Grande down there in Del Rio. It'd be nice to see that, too. Be nice to watch, you know, maybe put a camera on the whatever places that the kids are getting, you know, assaulted and the fentanyl's coming over on a couple of the tunnels, maybe. It'd be fun to watch that, too, wouldn't it?
Similar to my idea, yeah. Where you place a media, like the folks from Fox are doing, talk mm-hmm. radio hosts, folks that have been there, yep. like yours truly, about every 50 miles in every sensitive area. So, in other words, think of it as, if you could, from literally the easternmost area of the U.S.-Mexico border to the westernmost, every 50 miles with a live webcam.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just...
I'd watch that.
Put all that data together and every night say, okay, here's how many came across. Sadly, that's what you have to do to the American people now to get them to pay attention to this.
Yep.
Because somebody reporting that, oh, a record day, a record month, a record year. It just, you know, it's just like noise. It's blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
They don't get it.
300 people a day are being poisoned by fentanyl. 300 a day. Okay? 300 a day. But we're, worried about going to Zambia.
Talk about ag apps.
Talk about ag apps. And let's go to Fridley, Minnesota, and talk about this company that's going to make these widgets that'll help turn water into power somehow. It's a tour. Yeah. He's doing his tour.
How's he getting there?
It's a 21-city tour.
How's he getting there to talk about all
747,
that? 747,
fully fueled.
Yeah.
Fleet of Suburbans, none of them electric.
Very environmentally friendly. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, but let's worry about those things. Let's worry, climate and farming in Africa, because that's,
By the way, Alejandro Marcos says you're lying about the border.
The first weeks in office, the Biden administration halted deportations for 100 days, stopped all border wall construction, and suspended the Remain in Mexico policy. Critics say it all added up to putting a come in, we're open sign on the door.
I don't think that the more than 1 million people last year that we removed or expelled would consider the border open.
But the messaging, was the messaging wrong there that, we're open?
That wasn't our messaging. But that was the
message. But that's
messaging.
What the migrants were getting.
Because remember something, that we are not the only source of messages that the migrants receive. We have smuggling organizations that exploit the migrants, and those smuggling organizations engage in mis- and disinformation.
Okay, that's the problem.
Oh.
Mis- and disinformation.
Dude, the migrants can't even get here without the cartels.
This just in, Trump's plane is still on the ground.
Oh,
just wanted you to know.
So
yeah, we got to stick to the important stuff, Kev. Let's find out what's happening with our friends at Pipers when we come back.
Through the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Kinder Care in West Fargo is hiring. Kinder Care could be your happy place. What a great atmosphere. Just like home. They're in search of an assistant resident care manager. $25 per hour starting. Yearly bonus. Shift is 3 to 11 p.m. Paid vacation. Paid sick time. Paid holidays. And you must be licensed to distribute medication in North Dakota. Go to KinderCareFargo.com to apply. KinderCareFargo.com to apply for the assistant resident care manager position open now. At Kinder Care, your happy place. West Fargo.
USA News Update. Storm struck at least 11 states, causing 27 fatalities, destruction of homes and vehicles, and power outages in the Midwest and South. Little Rock, Arkansas Fire Chief Delphone Hubbard.
We've responded to overturned vehicles, heavy damage to residential and businesses in that community, along with downed trees, downed power lines, ruptured gas lines. They faced a lot of various mitigating emergencies there.
At this hour, roughly 13,000 homes in Arkansas are still without power. Pennsylvania's Democrat Senator John Fetterman continues to not work. He spoke with CBS News about his battle with depression after checking himself into Walter Reed Medical Center roughly 2 months ago.
I will be going home and be the first time ever to be in remission with my depression.
Lance Pry, USA News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Brought to you by Patriot Mobile. Those folks are just the absolute best. And they give you a opportunity every month when you send in your check, have your debit done for your wireless to know that you are sending your dollars to someone that thinks like you do. Get the same coverage, broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. But they're not woke. They share your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, veteran and first responder issues. They always have special discounts for veterans and first responders, too, and for multi-line accounts. Switch the whole family. Support a company that loves America, loves you, and shares your values. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Craig and Moorhead, ahead of our chat with the Piper crew. Piper's has got a few schedule changes with this weather coming this week. We're going to find out about that in just a moment. Craig, what's on your mind?
Well, a couple thoughts. The weather, second. First, the border. You know, we know that it's wide open, and some of us think the goal here is to bring in Democratic voters for and change the everything. It'd be interesting if 10 years from now they succeed and they learn that these people coming over aren't a bunch of liberals with white guilt. What they are is people that have learned the hard way what it's like to live in countries where you don't have your say. And they just might find out these are not going to be white guilt voters in 10 years from now, and they will lose the control that they so desire. It will be interesting. And as far as the weather goes, can you imagine 150 years ago heading out tomorrow morning to go see Grandma 40 miles away with your buckboard? But we are lucky that we have the what we have now. We know there's a storm coming. They didn't.
Yeah, good point. All the technology now. Yeah. And it's, that's something to think about.
I swear, it's insane. And you know, I hear on the news today all about how he's going in for a felony. And what about, and they're also talking about the secret papers that he had. What about Biden? Not a damn word. It's this two-system justice is scary for a nation. But how long is this going to happen before there's a backlash? Very scary.
Good points, Craig. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 701-271-1100. You can also text us at 701-237-1590. Two of the best on our newsmaker lines right now, Kevin Piper, Andy Murnock. From Piper's, it's going to be an interesting week. isn't it, gentlemen?
Hey, good morning, Scott.
Morning, Kevin.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, Andy. Glad to have you guys aboard here. So you got a little change of plans this week, thanks to Mother Nature, or what?
Yeah, we'll just give you a little bit of perspective of what's going on here. You know, in nearly 25 years and doing over 2,000 auctions, prior to December of 2022, we only had one postponed auction of over 2,000 in 23-plus years. And then in December, of course, you know, with this winter the way it's been, we had to postpone three. Now, this week, with the event taking place, we got some more changes we want to talk about. Some of us are driving to Minot. We've been driving in snow and ice already from Lakota to Rugby this morning. So, again, it's already starting in the northern tier of the state. But Andy Murnock, our equipment auction manager, has got a few comments he wants to make about a big auction we have tomorrow west of Bismarck in New Salem. Right, Andy?
Yeah, that's right. The Todd and Lise Peterson Farm Retirement Sale, originally scheduled for tomorrow. Fortunately, we have some options here, but we explored them yesterday and decided to pull the trigger. We converted it to an online-only sale. So, Scott, I didn't think you were going to be able to make it to the live sale. We certainly wanted you to be safe, so we're going to push it to an online-only sale. We're going to have it close on Thursday, April 6th, and it'll start to close at 1 o'clock.
That's actually probably going to bring more folks bidding, I would imagine, because they're stuck at home with nothing to do. So at least they can get online and bid, right?
Nothing to do except for trying to keep those calves warm.
Yeah, exactly. What were you going to say, Andy?
Well, so we certainly have that option, you know, and that's the beauty of the new technology that we have in place today. But, you know, obviously we were looking forward to having a big crowd because it's a really, really nice sale and lots of good semis and, you know, and their trailers with a really good lineup. I think there's five really, really nice John Deere tractors and lots of good livestock equipment, lots of good calf shelters and weather shelters. I wish we could have the sale here just a few days early enough for all the livestock guys. So,
but the sale must go on, and it will, and online only as a result of this storm. Kevin, any other
And then
changes?
On Wednesday we had five land auctions scheduled for Wednesday. So again, just in anticipation of what, you know, the meteorologists are telling us that, you know, travel is going to be not advised and almost impossible. So all five Pipers land auctions on Wednesday are going to be postponed. The three that are scheduled for Stutzman and Barnes County are going to be pushed back to Thursday afternoon. We're just asking everybody to go to our website at pipers.com. On those three auctions in Stutzman and Barnes County, be pushed from Wednesday to Thursday afternoon, giving everybody hopefully time for the interstates and everything to open if they do get closed. And then the two land auctions scheduled in Linton in Emmons County, they're going to be pushed back to next Wednesday. So we're going to give the cattlemen down there and everybody time so that they got a lot of time to prepare to come to that auction. So those two in Emmons County push back to next Wednesday. And then the Thursday auction in McCluskey, that's going to be converted. That land auction will be converted to an online only. So, again, like Andy said, good thing that Pipers has exceptional technology. Everybody should just go to pipers.com or call any of the sales reps on each one of these sales, and they'll be able to find out exactly when these auctions are going to be held, either live and online or online only.
And you have shattered that previous record, right? Because what did you say, one
well,
since
yeah,
December 2022 and...
Yeah, prior to 2022, only one postponement in 23 years, nearly over 2,000 auctions. And then in December, we had three. And now it looks like, you know, there's going to be at least six sales this week alone. And of all things, in April, not March, not February or January, December, but April is going to go down in history as the most auctions we've ever had to postpone at any given time, and whoever would have thought that would happen.
It's been a boatload of snow in the east. How's it been out west? It just is crazy, and you see the road closures, you think, boy, this has pretty much been a statewide event, Andy, but how's it been?
You know, if you look across the landscape, basically from, I'd say Richardson and southwest of Richardson all the way to the state line or down to the corner where I'm at, It's pretty wide open. I mean, I'm looking across the hillsides, and we got full grass exposure here now. So a little bit of snow left in the open, but for the most part, it's gone. And the only snow left is what we got piled up and what's in tree rows. So, and they're only talking, you know, maybe 4 inches around here for this week. And I think with the weather coming up, we won't have snow left around here much longer.
Wow, I'm a little envious, Kevin, huh? Listen to that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're socked in. It looks like we're going to get at least a foot of snow all the way from our facility in Steele. Piper's Auction Center of North America is going to get hammered with snow, it looks like, and they already have snow. And then across Jamestown and Valley City and into the valley, we're going to get all kinds of snow this week. We're traveling right now to Minot, a bunch of us, in preparation for an upcoming sale. And we've been driving in snow and ice already today for over 100 miles from Lakota. Now we're between Rugby and Minot. So again, it looks more like January and February than it does early April.
So you're on Highway 2 and you're hitting the rough stuff already in Lakota?
Oh yeah, we hit it in Lakota. Yeah, we're heading west out of Lakota. Well, we went through Lakota quite a while ago. We just went through the Geographical Center of North America and Rugby, and now we're heading west of Rugby on our way to Minot. And yeah, we've had to slow it down from 70 to 50. There's ice on the road and snow and blowing snow already.
What have you heard from producers about this winter so far?
Well, it was tough. You know, yesterday we were over at the Jacobson Farm yesterday in Laverne, North Dakota. We spent part of a day out there watching calves being born and everything and spending time with good friends and everything. And it's been a tough winter. You know, it's been really tough on the cattlemen. You know, they've had to use a lot more feed than normal. And, you know, right now it's the worst possible time because, you know, this is a lot of them are right in the heart of calving. There's a lot of, you know, the Jacobsons yesterday when we were there just in 4 or 5 hours, they had 9 calves hit the ground. You know, you gotta bring them in, make sure they're dry and clean. You know, they gotta start sucking from their mother and all that. And you gotta make sure everything's done right. Keep them going. But this weather, I think this week for the next 3 or 4 days and the days to follow are going to be really challenging for livestock producers all over this region.
Not sure what the interference was, but we heard you just fine there. Yeah, I mean, I just worry about these producers and what they're having to deal with, and talking about this not, you know, a half a day event, but a multi-day event, definitely going to be a challenge. That's for sure.
Well, you have a two-day event, and you got everything that follows it. Then you hope and pray that we don't get any freezing rain and any power lines or any disruption of power. You know, in 97, this happened to a lot of producers in the farm, the Jacobson farm we were on yesterday. I mean, think of that. I mean, they were out without power back in 97 for 14 days, running generators and everything. So, again, you know, I just think that this time of the year it gets to be a lot of anxiety, a lot of challenges, and a lot of them going, you know, they're doing this on themselves or maybe not a couple more family members. So, you know, you got the work of 10 people, but you only have 2 or 3 people doing it all. So, again, it gets to be it's a marathon. It's not a sprint, and it gets to be really challenging for them.
Andy, how about the report out west?
You know, we've obviously faced the same issues on the livestock and the things over even, you know, in the extreme area. It probably hasn't been the blizzard so much, but just the extreme cold. You know, it's been such a long winter already. It basically set in October. And for those who are, you know, started calving in early January and now getting into April and May, the calving has been a challenge for just about everybody. So,
wow. All right, guys, good luck weathering the storm, and sorry about the postponements, but that'll give time for more folks to join the events. Appreciate you updating us. We'll talk again soon.
Yep, thank you, Scott. Everybody be careful out there. Yep, thanks.
Yeah, and we got a road report out of this, too, that Highway 2, Lakota and West, already a challenge. So if you're traveling Highway 2, be careful. More coming up on What's on Your Mind after a short time out. Don't go away, folks.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklet Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources, reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
One and only Prince. You just feel a little Prince today, were you?
Well, it came up. I thought that looked as good as any.
Yeah. Quite the legend. Have you been to the Prince Museum down in the Twin Cities?
You know what? I have not. I have not. I've been by there a million times.
Have you?
I've never, living down there when we were. And yeah, I mean... Yeah, no, I've never been. I've never been to the...
Did they turn where he lived into the museum?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. The Paisley Park.
I've been there either.
Yep, and they do tours through there. But it's quite the place, as I hear, and I've seen in pictures.
We're brought to you today by our friends at Pucklitch, North Dakota's home for Chevy. And this winter has been a good winter for a Chevy truck, I'll tell you. Loving mine. Wouldn't have anything but. Some days it's a matter of whether you go or no go. Is whether or not you have a Chevy truck. It's been the best. Even had a little fender bender in the Chevy truck. Had a meet up with a highway sign on a slippery day.
Well, other than the deer?
The truck won.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
The truck won in both cases.
Yep.
Same thing with the deer a year or so ago. And I've said since, I'll never own anything else but a Chevy truck. As much as I drive, that's where you feel safe. And you can go to PuckwitzValleyCity.com. They've got some trucks, including some used trucks right now.
Yeah, shout out to Steve and the team for the certified pre-owned inventory.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Exactly right. And, you know, used trucks have been hard to come by. But
buddy.
They have they got a pre-owned 2007 right now, even. They've got a 2018, a 2015, a 2018, a 2018. These are all Chevys waiting for you. 2020s. 2017, 16. Here's a 2022 that was pre-owned. Is that a sweet deal? Chevy Silverado 1500. PucklandsValleyCity.com. Check them out. 9 before the top of the hour. A few texts to get to. Calls welcome as well. 701-271-1100. This just in. Trump's plane is still on the ground at West Palm Beach. Just...
They're monitoring the situation.
Right.
As we speak.
Call us at 271-1100. Text us at 701-237-1590. Texter says, when will this media, national and local, start covering pertinent information? Trump has been news for the last 2 weeks. Meanwhile, China and Russia meet to destroy America and the dollar. Ukraine is shaking us down while this is all happening. The border is open to allow our country to become third world. Our own politicians are letting this all happen while taking their own kickbacks. But if I ever watch the news, I'm told Trump is bad. The WWE is under new ownership. There's poor sportsmanship in sports. And we've been alerted to a blizzard for 2 weeks. It should be here in a day, but still not sure what to expect. Other than that, things are good. Interesting take.
Other than that, thumbs up, baby.
Right. Ben in Rolog, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Ben.
First, I'd like to say one thing. You and Scott, you and Kevin do a wonderful job.
Well, bless you, sir. Thank you.
I love listening to you, too. Last week, I was ragging on the Republicans. Well, I wrote down a few things that I wish somebody would look into. There's how many hundred guys sitting in gulags over January 6th? I don't hear any senators and congressmen screaming about that. And Pelosi put them there. Well, she doesn't have power anymore. How come the Congress can't get them out of there now?
That's all coming out, man. The what's his name? Jacob Chansley got released. The QAnon shaman. He's
got
out.
Released, but
yeah, there's a few of them. Yeah,
but how many hundred other guys? Hundreds of sitting there. And then my next one is the World Health Organization supposedly in May is going to have sovereignty over all our health things. Who's screaming about that? That Joe has signed us off again. Then the other one is. The Chinese and the Russians are getting Saudi Arabia to start trading oil, not on the dollar. People have to realize the significance. If we lose the oil on the dollar's worth nothing. And the fourth thing is people are dropping like flies because of this vaccine, and nobody's talking about that. So those are the four things I think I wish somebody would look into, but I don't hear diddle about any of them hardly. So I'm whining again, but I thought I'd at least bring up what I was thinking about. Other than that, you two gentlemen have a wonderful day.
And there are a handful of members of Congress that have been agitating the court on the January 6th prisoners. But, you know, not enough.
Got to be more.
Yeah, not enough. Ben, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Love that.
Yeah, the thing with the WHO wasn't as big a thing as they made it to be either. You know, it has to do with legally binding agreement, international health regulations, et cetera, but it does not give any the World Health Organization any authority in the U.S. It's more of an agreement about who to dictate national health care policy or create binding law in the U.S. or any other nation. It has nothing, does not allow them to do any of that.
I think Ben's right, though, to watch that stuff closely.
Yeah, that's what was going to be my next thought, but don't take your eye off this.
Yeah. Texter says, Mayorkas loves public service because he's stuffing his pockets with cartel drug money, but where is the public getting any beneficial service? Also, Emperor Walls, I believe that's Governor Walls to you, Kev.
No, that's Emperor.
Will have spent $210,000 of taxpayer dollars to live in a lake home for the next year.
Oh, it's more than that. He's paying $17,000 a month. Oh, yeah. Yeah, $17,000 a month. So, yeah. Yeah, he'll, yeah.
They did the math.
Yeah. Isn't that exciting?
Isn't that exciting? We have a special talk radio talk town hall next hour. We're going to talk about the workforce and labor, a challenge for many businesses. Stay tuned.
Get ready for one incredible deal from MyPillow, a massive closeout sale. I've never seen anything like this. All-season slippers, $25 a pair. That's no kidding. All-season men's slippers, all-season women's slippers. There's all-season men's moccasin slippers and all-season women's moccasin slippers. These normally would be $149.98. They're $25 if you use the promo code Scott. Remember, that's an important part of this deal, promo code Scott, to get the bargain. $25 for these slippers. Or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. A massive closeout sale on all season slippers, men and women's slippers, slip-on, plus moccasin. A great deal at $25 a pair from MyPillow. Promo code Scott to get the deal. Promo code Scott to get the deal or call 800-506-9028.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
This hour, town hall,